Тексты для аудирования к варианту 6.
Сейчас вы будете выполнять задания по аудированию. Каждый текст прозвучит 2 раза. После первого и второго прослушивания у вас будет время для выполнения и проверки заданий. Все паузы включены в аудиозапись. Остановка и повторное воспроизведение аудиозаписи не предусмотрены. По окончании выполнения всего раздела «Аудирование» перенесите свои ответы в бланк ответов номер 1.
Задание 1.
Вы услышите 6 высказываний. Установите соответствие между высказываниями каждого говорящего AF и утверждениями, данными в списке 1-7. Используйте каждое утверждение, обозначенное соответствующей цифрой, только 1 раз. В задании есть 1 лишнее утверждение. Вы услышите запись 2. Занесите свои ответы в таблицу. У вас есть 20 секунд, чтобы ознакомиться с заданием.
Now we are ready to start. Speaker A.
I've used a lot of jersey, but I've also done a lot of complex pattern weaves in fabrics in bright colors, and there are lots of little dresses for cocktail and evening. I've done a series of very important evening dresses as well, just to show that these two ideas can also work well together. Today's woman can wear an important evening dress or a simple pant and top. It's all in the personality of the woman rather than in some fixed norms.
Speaker B.
A duct tape dress is not only an odd and unpredictable way to show up for the dance at school at the end of the academic year, it's also a chance to win a complete college scholarship. I heard Duck Brand Duct Tape runs an annual contest for crafty school leavers who construct their own formal outfits out of the company's tape. Other materials may be used or incorporated into the design, but duct tape should be the main material.
Speaker C.
I read in a school book that Elizabethan women and men were not allowed to wear whatever color of clothes they liked. It didn't matter how wealthy they were. The color, fabric, and material of their clothes were dictated by their rank, status, or position. And this was even enforced by English law. It was designed to limit the amount of money people spend on clothes. And, of course, to maintain the social structure of the Elizabethan class system.
Speaker D.
Progressively, over the centuries, society has developed the use of clothing as a mask. Clothing was originally used and designed to protect people from heat and cold, to stop themselves from getting burned or frozen. It was also used to enhance attractiveness and for ritual and ceremonial reasons. In the latter centuries, people developed a cultural dependency on clothing. It became a mask for perceived personality and character deficiencies then.
Speaker E.
At Stagewear Unlimited, we tailor-make costumes for every kind of entertainment, all across the globe, from television to film productions, from luxury cruise performances to chart-topping artists, cabaret performers, and brass bands. We have costumed nearly everything over our 40 years in the business. Everything we make is to your own personal requirements with the highest quality, durable, stage-proof materials.
Speaker F.
I'm interested in Egypt, and I've read a lot about this culture. The Egyptian climate, with its hot summers and mild winters, favored light clothing made from plant fibers, mostly linen, and in Roman times, occasionally cotton. Wool was used less. Animal skins were sometimes worn by priests and by pharaohs in their role as first servants of the god. At times, kings and queens wore decorative, ceremonial clothing adorned with feathers and so on.
You have 15 seconds to complete the task. Now you will hear the texts again. Speaker A.
I've used a lot of jersey, but I've also done a lot of complex pattern weaves in fabrics in bright colors, and there are lots of little dresses for cocktail and evening. I've done a series of very important evening dresses as well, just to show that these two ideas can also work well together. Today's woman can wear an important evening dress or a simple pant and top. It's all in the personality of the woman rather than in some fixed norms.
Speaker B.
A duct tape dress is not only an odd and unpredictable way to show up for the dance at school at the end of the academic year, it's also a chance to win a complete college scholarship. I heard Duck Brand Duct Tape runs an annual contest for crafty school leavers who construct their own formal outfits out of the company's tape. Other materials may be used or incorporated into the design, but duct tape should be the main material.
Speaker C.
I read in a school book that Elizabethan women and men were not allowed to wear whatever color of clothes they liked. It didn't matter how wealthy they were. The color, fabric, and material of their clothes were dictated by their rank, status, or position. And this was even enforced by English law. It was designed to limit the amount of money people spend on clothes. And, of course, to maintain the social structure of the Elizabethan class system.
Speaker D.
Progressively, over the centuries, society has developed the use of clothing as a mask. Clothing was originally used and designed to protect people from heat and cold, to stop themselves from getting burned or frozen. It was also used to enhance attractiveness and for ritual and ceremonial reasons. In the latter centuries, people developed a cultural dependency on clothing. It became a mask for perceived personality and character deficiencies then.
Speaker E.
At Stagewear Unlimited, we tailor-make costumes for every kind of entertainment, all across the globe, from television to film productions, from luxury cruise performances to chart-topping artists, cabaret performers, and brass bands. We have costumed nearly everything over our 40 years in the business. Everything we make is to your own personal requirements with the highest quality, durable, stage-proof materials.
Speaker F.
I'm interested in Egypt, and I've read a lot about this culture. The Egyptian climate, with its hot summers and mild winters, favored light clothing made from plant fibers, mostly linen, and in Roman times, occasionally cotton. Wool was used less. Animal skins were sometimes worn by priests and by pharaohs in their role as first servants of the god. At times, kings and queens wore decorative ceremonial clothing adorned with feathers and so on.
This is the end of the task. You now have 15 seconds to check your answers.
Задание 2. Вы услышите диалог. Определите, какие из приведенных утверждений A, G соответствуют содержанию текста. 1. True. Какие не соответствуют? 2. False. И о чем в тексте не сказано? То есть на основании текста нельзя дать ни положительного, ни отрицательного ответа. 3. Not stated. Занесите номер выбранного вами варианта ответа в таблицу. Вы услышите запись дважды. У вас есть 20 секунд, чтобы ознакомиться с заданием.
Now we are ready to start.
Hi, Philip. It's good to see you. How was your day? Did you survive?
Oh, hi, Nancy. Yes, it was fine. Thanks.
I was worried about you a bit, you know. Did you find the college easily?
Yes, that was no problem. It's right in the center of town.
Did you get the number 15 bus, like I said?
Yes, but it was a bit embarrassing anyway, because I didn't know where to get a ticket. In my country, you buy them from news agent's shop. So I went into a shop to buy a ticket, but they didn't know what I was talking about. That's funny, right?
Oh, I should have told you about that. You just pay on the bus. I'm so sorry, Philip.
Well, I know that now, so that's okay. Oh, and another embarrassing thing happened. I met some English girls at lunchtime at the college, and I tried to kiss them when we were introduced. It's quite normal in my country, but I think they were a bit surprised.
Oh, I think they were probably pleased. But you're right. We don't really tend to kiss strangers in this country. I wonder if there was anything else that you found strange today.
No. I don't think so. Some things are different from home, but more often it is better. Really. Like at lunchtime, I could go out and buy things and go to the bank. You can't do that in my country because everything's closed between 12 and 3 o'clock. That was convenient.
I see. And what classes did you have?
I had math and introduction to public speaking.
How was it?
Pretty good, I must say. I like the teacher of public speaking very much. She seems to be very experienced, and when she outlined a course, I thought I would learn a lot from it, really. Math is pretty okay, though it seemed a bit hard at first. The teacher went straight to the topic, and we have some problems to solve for homework.
Will you have to deliver speeches in class? I remember when I was taking this course, all the students in the group were preparing different speeches.
I suppose so. The teacher said the next lesson we are going to do some practical tasks.
That's very interesting.
And that's what I really need to improve my language skills.
You have 15 seconds to complete the task. Now you'll hear the text again.
Hi, Philip. It's good to see you. How was your day? Did you survive?
Oh, hi, Nancy. Yes, it was fine. Thanks.
I was worried about you a bit, you know. Did you find the college easily?
Yes, that was no problem. It's right in the center of town.
Did you get the number 15 bus, like I said?
Yes, but it was a bit embarrassing anyway, because I didn't know where to get a ticket. In my country, you buy them from news agent's shop. So I went into a shop to buy a ticket, but they didn't know what I was talking about. That's funny, right?
Oh, I should have told you about that. You just pay on the bus. I'm so sorry, Philip.
Well, I know that now, so that's okay. Oh, and another embarrassing thing happened. I met some English girls at lunchtime at the college, and I tried to kiss them when we were introduced. It's quite normal in my country, but I think they were a bit surprised.
Oh, I think they were probably pleased. But you're right. We don't really tend to kiss strangers in this country. I wonder if there was anything else that you found strange today.
No. I don't think so. Some things are different from home, but more often it is better. Really. Like at lunchtime, I could go out and buy things and go to the bank. You can't do that in my country, because everything's closed between 12 and 3 o'clock. That was convenient.
I see. And what classes did you have?
I had math and introduction to public speaking.
How was it?
Pretty good, I must say. I like the teacher of public speaking very much. She seems to be very experienced, and when she outlined a course, I thought I would learn a lot from it, really. Math is pretty okay, though it seemed a bit hard at first. The teacher went straight to the topic and we have some problems to solve for homework.
Will you have to deliver speeches in class? I remember when I was taking this course, all the students in the group were preparing different speeches.
I suppose so. The teacher said the next lesson we are going to do some practical tasks.
That's very interesting.
And that's what I really need to improve my language skills.
This is the end of the task. You now have 15 seconds to check your answers.
Задание 3.9. Вы услышите интервью. В заданиях 3.9 запишите в поле ответа цифру 1, 2 или 3, соответствующую выбранному вами варианту ответа. Вы услышите запись дважды. У вас есть 50 секунд, чтобы ознакомиться с заданиями.
Now we are ready to start.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to our program about famous people of our times. Today, we are talking to the well-known author and director, David Mason. Welcome, David, and congratulations on the opening of your new film, Albert's Memorial.
Hello. Thank you for inviting me, and a separate thank you for noticing my achievement. It really means a lot to me.
So, was Albert's memorial a personal project?
Yes, I believe it was. I simply jumped at the chance of doing something that pays tribute to World War II veterans because I don't think they are remembered as much as they should be. As a nation, we owe them such a huge debt for their part in history, and this was one small way to acknowledge it.
Do you have any memories of the war yourself?
Well, I was a little boy at the time, born 6 months after the beginning of the war. But I recall that my dad was in the Home Guard in Finchley, London, where we lived. He'd tell us about bombs dropping all around us one night and missing our house by about 150 yards. People read about all that in books. But if the bomber had been just 1 degree off, I wouldn't be here today.
Filming Albert's memorial was long and must have been quite tiring. Where do you get your endless energy from? I bet many people are wondering about that.
Well, when I'm working, I'm completely dedicated to the job. I refuse to go out of town, and I'd never have the energy to attend a party, have a few drinks, and then get up and work the next day. Working itself is the thing that fires me up. I can never imagine wanting to retire.
What is your personal way of dealing with problems?
Well, like everyone else, I can get mad about things. I've tried lots of techniques, from keeping a diary, noting down everything I feel, to seeking professional help. But what really works for me is thinking about the worst-case scenario and whether I could deal with that. Nearly always the answer is, yes, I hope so. And then things don't seem so bad.
How do you unwind after work?
Well, when I was younger, I'd say a glass of wine and the telly, gritty crime and comedy series. Certainly not for me nowadays. I'd rather just have a few friends round to relax and chat over a nice meal.
Your work involves a lot of traveling. Is it tricky to fit in family life?
Well, constant traveling has always been normal for me. But at one time, my wife, Jill, did say that I should spend more time with her and our daughter, Sophie. And I took notice of what she said. It can be tough on your family when you're always working, sometimes for weeks at a time, even though we phone each other as often as we can. But I try to make up for it when I'm back, although I do get restless between projects.
Are there advantages of becoming a father later in life?
Yes, I was over 40 when Sophie was born, and hopefully I had a bit more wisdom than I did at 20. I think being a young parent can sometimes mean you also lack patience. Overall, I love being a dad and watching all the stages that Sophie goes through.
You have 15 seconds to complete the task. Now you will hear the text again.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to our program about famous people of our times. Today, we are talking to the well-known author and director, David Mason. Welcome, David, and congratulations on the opening of your new film, Albert's Memorial.
Hello. Thank you for inviting me, and a separate thank you for noticing my achievement. It really means a lot to me.
So, was Albert's memorial a personal project?
Yes, I believe it was. I simply jumped at the chance of doing something that pays tribute to World War II veterans because I don't think they are remembered as much as they should be. As a nation, we owe them such a huge debt for their part in history. And this was one small way to acknowledge it.
Do you have any memories of the war yourself?
Well, I was a little boy at the time, born 6 months after the beginning of the war. But I recall that my dad was in the Home Guard in Finchley, London, where we lived. He'd tell us about bombs dropping all around us one night and missing our house by about 150 yards. People read about all that in books. But if the bomber had been just 1 degree off, I wouldn't be here today.
Filming Albert's memorial was long and must have been quite tiring. Where do you get your endless energy from? I bet many people are wondering about that.
Well, when I'm working, I'm completely dedicated to the job. I refuse to go out of town, and I'd never have the energy to attend a party, have a few drinks, and then get up and work the next day. Working itself is the thing that fires me up. I can never imagine wanting to retire.
What is your personal way of dealing with problems?
Well, like everyone else, I can get mad about things. I've tried lots of techniques, from keeping a diary, noting down everything I feel, to seeking professional help. But what really works for me is thinking about the worst-case scenario and whether I could deal with that. Nearly always the answer is, yes, I hope so. And then things don't seem so bad.
How do you unwind after work?
Well, when I was younger, I'd say a glass of wine and the telly, gritty crime and comedy series. Certainly not for me nowadays. I'd rather just have a few friends round to relax and chat over a nice meal.
Your work involves a lot of traveling. Is it tricky to fit in family life?
Well, constant traveling has always been normal for me. But at one time, my wife, Jill, did say that I should spend more time with her and our daughter, Sophie. And I took notice of what she said. It can be tough on your family when you're always working, sometimes for weeks at a time, even though we phone each other as often as we can. But I try to make up for it when I'm back, although I do get restless between projects.
Are there advantages of becoming a father later in life?
Yes, I was over 40 when Sophie was born, and hopefully I had a bit more wisdom than I did at 20. I think being a young parent can sometimes mean you also lack patience. Overall, I love being a dad and watching all the stages that Sophie goes through.
This is the end of the task. You now have 15 seconds to check your answers. This is the end of the listening test.
Время, отведенное на выполнение заданий, истекло.